It's time now for our press review. Tonya Carrigan is here in studio. And Tonya, we're staying with our top story, landslide for the Labour Party, ending, of course, 14 years of Tory rule. Take us through the front pages.
Well, we should say front pages have quite a short shelf life today, but there are a few splashy ones, so let's have a look. The Daily Mirror, unequivocally a Labour-supporting paper, has the headline, "Here we go," with the Labour Party leader and future Prime Minister beaming on the front page. The Daily Star also making no bones about where its loyalties lie. They've got the headline, 14 years in charge. Those good bits in full. And if you look at the illustration, you can see that apparently the editorial team looked for the Tory achievements and came up empty. The last three Tory prime ministers pictured at the bottom, Boris Johnson dressed up as a clown and Liz Truss as a lettuce. That's, of course, a reference to a historically short premiership, which failed to outlast a wilting lettuce. The Sun has this front page, Britain sees red. And the reason why this is of interest is just that The Sun is a Rupert Murdoch-owned tabloid, historically hasn't backed Labour since the Blair years, really. So it was a real change this year to see Murdoch papers backing Labour. The Times, also a Murdoch paper, exit polls put Labour on course for a landslide. Once again, this is where we add that these exit polls are rapidly becoming results. Daily Express and the Daily Mail both are Tory-supporting papers. Crushing blow to Tory party in election wipeout on the Daily Express. Labour set for historic landslide on the Daily Mail. The Telegraph, which is also a right-wing paper, is also picking up on the fact that there is a likely Tory leadership race ahead. Rishi Sunak is likely to resign after this. And one of the stories we're going to need to pay attention is which senior Conservatives will survive this election to maybe take over the show after Rishi Sunak stands down.
And on that note, Antonio, we've seen the Conservative Defence Secretary, the party deputy chair and the chief whip among those losing their seats overnight. What is the analysis on just what exactly has gone wrong?
Well, it's early days, but a few things are in. Of course, putting aside voters' anger with the Conservative parties over recent years of scandal, The Guardian has this piece called The Anatomy of an Earthquake, and it quotes Sir Robert Buckland, former Justice Secretary, who lost his seat last night. He blames Tory infighting. He says that the blame game for this Tory defeat that was expected for a while started long before the nation went to the polls, and many were already eyeing Rishi Sunak's succession, which is something he likened to bald men arguing over a comb. The I also has this analysis piece citing various senior sources, including former ministers. And you can already see this tension emerging between those who feel that the Tories, in order to grapple back that support they lost to the Reform Party, those who say the party needs to lurch right and be tougher on things like migration, others say that they've already gone too far down that road, and that is partly why they suffered such a defeat this week, last night.
We are still, of course, counting is continuing, so we're still getting results into us early this morning, Antonia. But in the meantime, what exactly has the foreign press been honing in on?
Well, let's start with Politico Europe. What's interesting is the government changes. It's out with the Brexiteers, in with a very prominent pro-European voice in the form of Keir Starmer. But if you look at what they're focusing on, it's Nigel Farage. On his eighth attempt, he's finally made it to Westminster. And he has said, "We're coming for Labour, be in no doubt about that." And there is actually speculation that the Reform MPs may join forces with the Conservatives in Parliament as an opposition force. And that's, of course, a subject of much contention among the Tories. Le Monde, a French publication, has this lengthy profile of Keir Starmer, and it's not wholly flattering. They call him buttoned up and uninspiring. The thesis is that he has transformed Labour, disciplined the party, at risk of abandoning many social promises and marginalising the left of the party. But they also say that he never made any bones about the fact that he's there to win them a position in the majority and do so fast. El País from Spain hones in on a few key details. notably the very low voter turnout, the emergence of the far right for the first time in UK parliamentary elections, and also telling the Scottish story. The SNP are returning seats to the Labour Party in swathes after corruption scandals under Nicola Sturgeon and then her extremely chaotic succession have really tainted the party, at least for the very near future. And so this, what was once a Labour stronghold, which shifted drastically to being an SNP stronghold, seems to be going back to Labour. And that's obviously a story to follow closely in years to come.
Now, congratulations already starting to roll in from the likes of political leaders in Australia and Canada. We'll be seeing more of that throughout the course of the day. Antonia, let's look a little bit ahead to what we can expect in terms of that.
Yes, so I would proviso this with that it is satire, not fact, but the Private Eye has this on the American president giving his congratulations. It says the US, it's got the US president on the phone saying, congratulations on your victory, Mr. Churchill. And of course, as the US president has started showing his age, there is a suggestion that he may have one of his famous malapropisms on the phone to Keir Starmer and confuse him with World War II Prime Minister Winston Churchill. Of course, if that happens, we'll never be told.
Harsh. Antonia, thank you so much. That's Antonia Carrigan joining us there with our press review. We'll be back. Stay with us for more world news here on France 24.